This is the military service record of Samuel Benjamin Yafo. Born on March 15, 1890, in Russia. Father's name, Tobias Yafo, born in Russia. Mother's maiden name, Sarah, born in Russia. Are you white, colored, Indian, or Mongolian? White. Citizen? Yes. Voter? Yes. Church? None indicated. Married? No. Fraternal orders. Modern Woodsman of America. Previous military experience? 6 years in 1st Infantry, Connecticut National Guard. Corporal when discharged. Occupation before entry to the service? Salesman. Employer? G. Fox and Company and other. Residence before entry into the service? 156 Lawrence Street, Hartford, Connecticut in Hartford County. Present home address, 156 Lawrence Street, Hartford, Connecticut, in Hartford County. War record. Inducted into service or enlisted? On December 13, 1917, at Fort Slocum, New York, as a private in the Ordnance Department of the USA of the Regular Army. Note that the word inducted is crossed out. Identification number, 1869028. Assigned originally to 24th Company, Ordnance Detachment, Camp Jackson in South Carolina. Trained or stationed before going to Europe? At Camp Jackson in South Carolina and Camp Hancock in Georgia from May 15 to 18. Transferred to 19th Company, Ordnance Department. Promoted from rank of private to corporal in August 1918. Promoted from rank of corporal to rank of sergeant in November 1918. Embarked from Hoboken, New Jersey, on the ship Cedric, or Transport 510, on May 26, 1918. And arrived at port, Liverpool, on June 6, 1918. Proceeded from Liverpool to Southampton on June 6, 1918. From Le Havre to Mahon, France, on June 12, 1918. Trained or stationed abroad? In Mahon, France, from June 12, 1918 to July 15, 1918. Frankfurt to Headquarter Company D, Ordnance 90th Division, before going into action at St. Mihiel Front and stationed at Toul. War record. First went into action on September 3, 1918 in St. Mihiel. Participated in the following engagements. In the entire Saint-Mihiel offensive until it was captured. Then went to Meuse-Argonne and remained until November 11, 1918, Armistice Day. Served in Army of Occupation until June 30, 1919. Cited, decorated, or otherwise honored for distinguished services. Give circumstantial accounts of exploits, including dates and places where performed. Also, by whom and in what manner the honors were bestowed. None indicated. Killed in action, killed by accident, died of wounds, died of disease, wounded, gassed, shell-shocked, taken prisoner. None indicated. Under medical care. None indicated. Permanently disabled. Specify. None indicated. Arrived in Newport, Virginia, on the ship USS Kamar on July 3, 1919. Discharged from service at Camp Upton, New York, on July 8, as a sergeant. Returned to civilian life, occupation, salesman. If a change occurred in occupation by reason of disability acquired in the service, describe the process or re-education and readjustment and indicate the agencies or individuals chiefly instrumental in furnishing the new occupation. None indicated. Additional information. What was your attitude towards military service in general and toward your call in particular? I have always favored and advocated military service for young men, and war ready when wanted, did not want to wait to be drafted for this. What were the effects of camp experiences in the United States upon yourself, mental and physical? Best of effects. What were the effects upon yourself, either in the Army or Navy or in camp in France or England? Upon arrival to England, we were greeted by a representative of King George. Fine country. Did not get as good treatment in France as expected. If you took part in fighting, what impressions were made upon you by this experience? At first, I could not get angry enough at the time to want to kill them. After I saw my pals fall in agony from their shells, I did the rest. What has been the effect of all these experiences as contrasted with your state of mind before the war? No bad effects at all. Only, I lost a brother in this conflict and can't get over it. Didn't even know where he rests. Additional data. I have in my possession some German revolvers and rifle trophies, and would be glad to loan them for exhibition if wanted. Signed at Hartford on November 8, 1919. Signature, Samuel B. Yoffo. Rank, Sergeant, Branch, Ordnance Department, United States Army. Attachments, two photographs included, one in a military uniform taken in March 1919 of Samuel B. Yoffo, and the other in a suit taken in 1915. A third photograph is included. Another letter is, with handwritten name, Max W. Yoffo, 156 Lawrence Street. Then typed in large letters, died in service. Then the document is stamped E. H. Crocker. In addition, a typewritten letter from State Librarian and Director, dated November 25, 1919. Mr. Samuel B. Yoffo, 156 Lawrence Street, Hartford, Connecticut. My dear Yoffo, your questionnaire with photographs received, for which please accept our thanks. Your certificate will be forwarded in the very near future. I note that you offered to loan to our collection the German revolvers which you brought as trophies. If you have something different than we already have, I am sure your loan will be appreciated. If you can bring them in someday at your convenience, I can show you what we have. If they are different from what we have, we shall hope. You may see your way clear to let them remain in the collection permanently, for probably more people would see them here than elsewhere. Appreciating your assistance, and hoping that you will call attention to the other fellows from time to time as you have opportunity, both to the certificates and to the collection we are getting together. I remain, very sincerely, G.S.G., State Librarian and Director.